You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
In a way, it's comforting to know that a great Christian like Paul had his moments when he was down.
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour. Lutheran Layman's League is pleased to present a recorded copy of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by the Reverend Dr. Oswald Hoffman, regular Lutheran Hour speaker. We pray that this message will bring hope and joy to your life.
God, let the light of your glory shine into our hearts in the face of your Son, Jesus Christ. Uphold us with the joy of your salvation, that we may not be crushed by trouble or driven to despair by our own doubts or hesitations, and may never be without a friend in the midst of hostilities, and not destroyed by the hard knocks of life. Stay with us, dear God, in all your grace and glory, for the sake of Jesus, who is your glory and ours too. Amen. We are often troubled and sometimes in doubt, said the man in a letter to his friends. There are many enemies, and at times we are badly hurt. Have you ever felt like that? If so, you have a lot of company. I can just hear somebody saying, "I feel like that all the time." If you only knew how many people, some of them right around you, are feeling down and out right now. A great loss has left them desolate, or a high hope has just turned into a tremendous disappointment, or things have been going downhill for a long time, and now they have just about reached the bottom. Somebody's world has collapsed, and he or she is absolutely down and out. You know how it feels because you have been there yourself. You may be there right now. Well, then, here's a good word for you. It's a word from God. It comes to us through a man who knew exactly how it feels to be down and out. His name is Paul. He's discovered a great secret. The secret is plainly and simply Jesus Christ. The God who said, "Out of darkness the light shall shine," is the same God who has made his light to shine into our hearts, to bring us the light of the knowledge of God's glory shining in the face of Jesus Christ. That's Paul. And that's what Jesus Christ did for him. To a lot of people I know, this sounds like trash, religious trash. One man's trash, however, is another man's treasure. In this case, out of the trash heap of the world has come the secret of life. Killed on a cross by all the passion of the world and all the piety of which religion is capable, Jesus Christ emerged with the treasure of the ages, the riches and the glory of God's grace, forgiving people their sins and giving people a new life with faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. St. Paul was not preaching religion, as people do who are always bragging about themselves, parading their own piety. "We preach not ourselves," Paul said. "We preach Jesus Christ as Lord, and ourselves as your servants for Jesus' sake. We who have this spiritual treasure are like common clay pots to show that the supreme power belongs to God, not to us. We are often troubled, but not crushed, sometimes in doubt, but never in despair. never without a friend. Though badly hurt at times, we are not destroyed. At all times, we carry in our mortal bodies the death of Jesus, so that his life also may be seen in our bodies. A common clay pot was a part of the scene in those days, like the tin pan in many parts of the world today. Archaeologists excavating villages at the eastern end of the Mediterranean find more clay pots than anything else. A lot of dishes are made in that same way today. Beneath that glaze is ordinary common clay. That's why dishes break. They're made of clay. They serve their purpose for a while, and when they break, they are thrown away. You can always get more clay, because that's common. Clay is not the treasure. Quickly and easily, that clay becomes trash. Isn't it remarkable that people become so attached to clay and to things that are made of clay? Just clay, and nothing but clay. You would almost think that life itself is just clay and nothing but clay. For an awful lot of people, life is just that, clay and nothing but clay. From the dust we come and to the dust we return. That's life. You have to be careful, therefore, for the clay, because that's all you've got. When the clay crumbles, life is over. Oh, we're clay, all right. Even the greatest and most powerful have clay feet. Some of them even have clay between the ears. How else can you describe the thought processes and the vaunted culture of people who think and act as if clay is a treasure, whose treasure is really trash? No wonder that people feel down and out when the clay of life goes to pieces. When clay is the stuff of life, to be knocked down is to be knocked out. When dreams are made of clay, they're easily shattered. When hopes consist only of clay, they quickly break into little pieces. When life is only clay, one shattering blow turns the whole thing into trash. The great thing about the common clay pot is not the clay, but the fact that it is a pot. It can hold a treasure. The great thing about these mortal bodies of ours is that the Spirit of God can live in them. Ordinary people with ordinary humanity can become extraordinary people with extraordinary faith and love, extraordinary courage and hope, instead of mere creatures of dust whose only destiny is to die. These clay pots of ours can hold a treasure which comes straight from God. We have this treasure from God, said Paul, in earthen vessels, in common clay pots. We have to be realistic. We are not strong, but God is. We are not always loving, but God always is. We are not forgiving, but God is. The treasure is his, and his to give. By his grace, his love, his forgiveness, we come into our own. We have this treasure of his in our own little clay pot, as we put our trust in him and receive from him the gifts of his grace, his goodness, his kindness, his power, and his life. We have this treasure from Jesus Christ. That's what St. Paul said. He found it out for himself. He tried to make it his own way. And he succeeded, only in being a complete failure. Having met Jesus Christ and accepting his lordship, his death in place of ours, and his life for ours, Paul discovered the great secret of God. His strength is made perfect in our weakness. We have this treasure in our common clay pots, and his treasure makes life worth living. In a way, it's comforting to know that a great Christian like Paul had his moments when he was down. All of us have those down days when we are depressed. Indeed, there are those days when we are really down. Down on ourselves, down on the world, down on everything, and fed up with life. Many people find themselves in the bind of that executive who confided to a friend of mine that in the morning he can't stand the thought of going to the office. And once there, he dreads the thought of returning home because he can't stand that either. People are tired of living and afraid of dying, so depressed that life is a kind of living hell. We are all vulnerable to the hard knocks of life, which leave people without hope and dog-tired, without any energy at all to do what has to be done. The prophet Micah lamented life as a tired and worn-out thing. It is hopeless, he said. I'm like a hungry man who finds no fruit left on the trees and no grapes on the vines. All the grapes and all the tasty figs have been picked. There's not an honest man left in the land, and no one loyal to God. Everyone is waiting for a chance to commit murder. Everyone hunts down his fellow countrymen. We are all experts at doing evil. Officials and judges ask for bribes. An influential man tells the judge what he wants, and so they scheme together. Even the best and the most honest of them are worthless as weeds. The day will come when God will punish his people. All is confusion. Don't believe your neighbor or trust your friend. Be careful what you say, even to your wife. In these days, sons treat their fathers like fools and daughters oppose their mothers. Young women quarrel with their mothers-in-law. A man's enemies are the members of his own family. That's authentic. It sounds like today's newspaper, I know. Even though it was written years and years ago, it's what a lot of people feel. It's human. It's what everyone feels at some time or another. Someone who's down and out. Into that darkness comes this light. It is the light of God. What other light have you got? It's a great light coming from God himself in the face of his Son, Jesus Christ. He has a glory all his own. The great God who said, "Let there be light," has shined into our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of his glory in the face of Jesus Christ. We have this treasure in our common clay pots to show that the supreme power belongs to God, not to us. We are often troubled, but not crushed. Sometimes in doubt, but never in despair. Having many enemies, but never without a friend. Though badly hurt at times, we are not destroyed. That's authentic, too. It's the actual experience of a real man. He found it out for himself. He discovered the secret of life. Since all of us are human, we are going to experience trouble. None of us will escape pain. The days will come when you are down. But God won't let you down. The love of God is there in Jesus Christ. The light of God is there in the face of Jesus Christ. The glory of God is there in Jesus Christ. The forgiveness and grace of God are there in Jesus Christ. The secret of life with faith in Jesus Christ is simply this: down, but never out. Troubled, but not crushed. Perplexed, but never in despair. Having many enemies, but never without a friend. Badly hurt at times, but not destroyed. St. Paul found the secret of life, and so can you. The secret is to be found in Jesus Christ. As St. Paul said, not having your own righteousness, which is a thing of the law, but the righteousness which is of God by faith in Jesus Christ. The secret is not so much finding God as being found by him. God loved the whole world when he sent his Son, Jesus Christ. And he loves you in his Son, Jesus Christ. If God so cares about you, why not let him? Why walk away from him as if he does not care? Why turn away from him as if he does not love? Why go the route of down and out, when by the grace and power of God, being knocked down does not mean being knocked out? Would you like to have a faith like that? Would you like to have hope that refuses to despair in the midst of perplexity and is always sure of having a friend, even though surrounded by enemies? Would you like to have that, even though it looks as if it is beyond your reach? Don't worry about your reach. You're not beyond his reach. It's God who works both to will and to do of his own good pleasure. It's God who loves and God who gives. It's his work every step of the way. Putting his treasure into those common clay pots and making them things of beauty in spite of all that clay. It's God who produces in people a forgiving spirit and a loving character, turning the ordinary into something extraordinary. The riches of God show up in a remarkable way in the lives of people to whom he gives faith and love, which are in Christ Jesus. They still have mortal bodies, but in those mortal bodies, they carry around with them the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be seen in those mortal bodies. The Son of God had a clay pot just like ours. He took our common clay and everything that goes with it. He took the hard knocks of life. He was bruised, spit upon, and mistreated. He did not complain. He took it all and did not refuse death itself. He died in all his righteousness, that glorious sinlessness and innocence of his, because he was one of us, and he's one for us. Jesus Christ is for you right now. He atoned for your sins, and he was raised from the dead and declared to be the Lord of all. By his life, he gives and forgives. He's the life of the children of God, members of God's own family by faith in Jesus Christ. Those children are like Jesus himself. They take the hard knocks of life and don't try to repay in kind. They carry about in their mortal bodies the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be apparent in their mortal bodies. They give and forgive. They love and they serve. They're great people, troubled but not crushed, sometimes in doubt but never in despair, surrounded by enemies yet never without a friend. Though badly hurt at times, they are not destroyed. They know something, and they have something. They know someone, and they have someone. You can know him and have him too. He is Savior, and he is Lord. Let him, my friend, be your Savior and your friend, your Lord. Let him fill up your clay pot with his treasure. Bear with honor in your own mortal body the marks of his death and of his resurrection, down but never out, always up and about in the light of God's glory, shining today in the face of Jesus Christ. Amen.